Mary had a little man.
The fourth.
We believe that all men are created equal.
To the magnificent mosaic that is America.
From radio beacon to radio beacon.
I have a dream.
Change has come to America.
Believe me.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
It's a figment of your imagination.
Randy Rhoads Show. Turn up your mind.
We have an opportunity today to condemn or condone. Birtherism is racist. Saying a Mexican judge can't be fair because of his heritage is racist. Saying immigrants from Mexico are rapists is racist. Huh. Saying there were good people on both sides in Charlottesville is racist. Calling African countries, ish whole countries, is racist. And telling four members of this body to go home is racist.
Uh-oh.
Gentleman will state his do you think it's not racist?
Gentleman
will
state his point of order.
Do you think it's not racist?
The gentleman will suspend. Gentleman will state his point
of order. Is that what you're saying right now, Mr. Collins?
Gentleman will suspend.
Mr. Collins, is gentleman it not racist to say these things? Because you can say that right now.
The gentleman from California is out of order. Gentleman from California shall suspend. For what purpose does the gentleman from Georgia rise?
I make a point of order. The gentleman's words are unparliamentary, and I request they be taken down.
Oh, my God. Those are Trump's words. Trump's words, everybody. Trump's words. Trump's words. This went on all night last night. Did you see that? Did everybody see that? That is amazing. Condemn or condone? They condemned him like a old, disgusting, decrepit building. They condemned the president after long last. But just accurately describing what Donald Trump tweets and says out loud in the White House, at a podium, in front of Marine One, in front of Air Force, just quoting him violates the rules of decorum. Can you believe this? The resolution itself described the president's words, and what Trump says is so bad that it can't even be condemned without violating the decorum of the House. So here's two things we've learned in the last few weeks, right? Because now we're back on terrestrial radio and we have to watch our language. Which is fine, because I'm not really a foul mouth. I'm not really that bad, okay? I can find, words. I have the best words. So I don't need to use those words, because there are other words, best words, better words, than the president's words. But you can't say the president's words on terrestrial radio. You can't call countries what he called them on terrestrial radio. You can't say he grabs women by the on terrestrial radio. And you can't say them in Congress because it violates our ideas of decency. Go figure. Go. And you know what? You'll never, ever convince the Trump supporters. You'll never, ever convince Cult 45 that this president is so condemnable, that he is so off the hook. So what happened was, let me play you Nancy Pelosi. So the guy that you constantly hear objecting, he is Doug Collins of Georgia. Get ready for more Doug Collins of Georgia, because Doug Collins of Georgia is the ranking member on the Judiciary Committee. And he's the one that constantly interrupts questions when the Judiciary Committee questions witnesses. And, you know, next week, so far as we know now, Mueller is going to have to appear. And even if he just sits there and reads the whole report, that would be fine. But even if he does that, just so that the people who, only watch the TV and will never read a book or will never read a report or will never read an IG inspector's report, but they're very sure about what's not going on. They're very sure that everybody is lying about the way that babies are laying in soiled onesies. They're very sure women aren't drinking out of toilets. But when you send them the IG's report, they're like, what do you want me to do? Read it? Well, that's why he wrote it. And that's why Mueller wrote his report, so you could read it. But he will testify next Wednesday. So get ready for more Doug Collins interruptions, because Doug Collins is going, he will lay supine at the feet of Donald Trump and lick those soily toes if it means that he will not be primaried. These people are cowards, absolute cowards. So last night, Nancy Pelosi tried to say what the president said, and Doug Collins interrupted her and said he wanted her words taken down, which means you can't say that in the House. When somebody says something that is untoward or violates the rules of the House, they say, I want their words taken down. And then they seek to punish that person. Now, it's so fascinating that we can't punish Donald Trump for lawlessness, for, you know, violating subpoenas, for being an unindicted co-conspirator, and paying off women, okay, to shut up about the affairs that he had that he didn't want coming out to the voters prior to selecting him, right? All these things have happened. All these when Mueller said that if he could have exonerated Donald Trump, he would have so stated, meaning he couldn't, you know, all these things, right? But they are so terrified of this Trump system that they will get primaried, right? Which means they would have to actually argue their point of view in front of their constituents. And that can't happen because we have no point of view. We have no policy. We have no health care plan. Oh my God, if we had a town hall and people asked us about our health care plan, what would we say? We're in court destroying the one that you have? What would we tell them? We have no plan. We have no plan to pay down the debt. We have no plan to pay down the deficit. All we had was one big giant tax plan where we transferred wealth from middle class families to the very wealthy. And we did that. That's it. That's what we did. That's what we have. So they don't want to argue in front of their constituents with somebody who's got an idea or two about how to fix all this mess, right? So here's Nancy Pelosi. This is unbelievable.
Every single member of this institution, Democratic and Republican, should join us in condemning the president's racist tweets. Mm-hmm. To do anything less would be a shocking rejection of our values and a shameful abdication of our oath of office to protect the American people. I urge a unanimous vote.
Thank you. Yield back
the balance of my
vote. I was just going to give the General Speaker of the House if she would like to rephrase
there
that comment.
Is.
I have cleared my remarks with a parliamentarian before I read them.
Ha! Can I ask the words be taken down? I make a point of order. The gentlewoman's words are unparliamentary and risk ready to be taken down.
Gentlewoman's words are unparliamentary and I move to be taken down. Taken down. That's Doug Collins of Georgia. So Democrats had to vote to overrule the standards of decorum in this instance, to allow Nancy Pelosi's remarks to be printed in the congressional record. So what I'm saying here is we had to create new rules just to condemn Trump's trampling of all the old rules. Because you cannot say anything that the president says on terrestrial radio, nor can you say them on the floor of the House. It's like when mainstream news organizations have to have a meeting, right? And they have to sit in rooms and they have to decide whether or not they're going to bleep or they're going to allow the president to say MF, okay? Like I'll tax them 25% MFers, which he has said. They have to have a meeting about this. When he says that, you know, Haiti and other countries are crap holes, but he says it, they have to have a meeting about whether or not you can air the president's words. And they're cable, okay? They're cable. But terrestrial, there's no meaning. You can't say it. Congress, they had to have a meeting about whether or not the president's words violate the rules of decorum. We have to. The president is lowering America's standards, and we have to put the rules aside in order to accommodate his lowering of the bar. Kevin McCarthy actually said, all rules of order and decency were broken today. No, Kevin, don't be a douche. Our rules of order and decency were broken when Donald Trump called Mexicans rapists. And from that moment on, when he was a presidential candidate and the nominee of your party, and then the president of the United States, you condoned just getting rid of any sense of decency in this country. You have none.